Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 26, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 28, 2003.
Nazarene, continuing our questions about popular Bible stories, is the story of Joseph and his coat of many colors true?
Absolutely, Allura. And this is one of the stories in the Bible that so proves the power of God, that so proves what God can do. Here is a person in the most humble of circumstances, a person betrayed by his own brethren, made a slave in a foreign land, betrayed by the mistress of his master, and thrown in prison. Yet God still empowered this person with power to do great and wonderful things, and in time show the leader of that land that he was someone to be respected and someone to be used that could perform great services for him. And that leader used him and made him a person of importance. This shows the power of God, Allura. Shows what God can do in any circumstance if people will follow God, no matter how hard they think their circumstance is, and no matter how much they think they have been abandoned by man. God has the power to bring them out of these situations and to have them do great and glorious things in his name. The story of Joseph is a wonderful story and absolutely true. There is not one thing recorded in the Bible on this incident that isn't accurate. Every word is true, and it shows the marvels of God.
Wow! I'm sure glad that was true, Nazarene. That's too bad about what happened to Joseph, but I'm glad it turned out okay in the end. I hope our faith in the Lord is as strong.
As strong, Allura. If only those who serve God had as much faith as you do, we could accomplish anything.
Keep the faith.
We'll be back after the break.
God here. In the recent battle when the homosexuals tried to destroy my son's power, Lord Zeus and his people came to his aid and helped win the battle. I asked the children of spirit to add his story to their history. Here is the address.
voicesfromspirit.com/light/zeus/cover.htm.
I recommend you read it.
We're back. Nazarene, I just have to ask, if Demetrius wins the election and becomes president, will that end the hostilities between the Kingdom of God and the United States?
We would say, Allura, yes. If Demetrius is elected, that should end the hostilities between the Kingdom of God and the United States, because Demetrius would be working for the Kingdom of God's peace treaty, a separate homeland for the Palestinians outside of Israel, on land purchased from the Egyptians. So the hostilities with the United States would be ended, because the land for peace deal, that Israel giving up its land to the Palestinians, would be over. What God objects to would be done. We think this certainly would bring peace between the Kingdom of God and the United States. So this is another very good reason to succeed in this campaign, to win this election. It is incredible. We have the power to do it. Everything is in place. All we need is a few people in the material world to get things rolling, to get it started. And it is so frustrating that so many people believe, but they just will not take action. They don't want to be laughed at. They're afraid they'll be ridiculed. They don't want to take part in politics. It is such a shame that people simply want to commit suicide.
I hope people wake up and vote for the right person, Nazarene.
That person better be Demetrius, Allura. It better be Demetrius.
We'll be back again.